Welcome to evening prayer on Tuesday the 25th of August. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will not give up his life again, that your people may rejoice in you. Show us, O mercy, O Lord, and grant us salvation. Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his step in the way. Opening prayer. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayers rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. You spoke once in a vision and said to your faithful people, I have set a youth above the mighty. I have raised a young man over the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall hold fast him, and my arm shall strengthen him. No enemy shall deceive him, nor any wicked person afflict him. I will strike down his foes before his face, and beat down those that hate him. My truth also, and my steadfast love, shall be with him, and in my name shall his head be exalted. I will set his dominion upon the sea, and his right hand upon the rivers. He shall call me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I will make him my firstborn, the most high above the kings of the earth. The love I have pledged to him will I keep him forever, and my covenant will stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. But if his children forsake my law and cease to walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, I will punish their offences with a rod, and their sin with scourges. But I will not take from him my steadfast love, nor suffer my truth to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter what has gone out of my lips. Once for all have I sworn my holiness, that I will not prove false to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall stand fast forever as the moon, the enduring witness in the heavens. But you have cast off and rejected your anointed. You have shown fierce anger against him. You have broken the covenant with your servant, and have cast his crown to the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and laid his stronghold in ruins. All who pass by despoil him, and he has become the scorn of his neighbours. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. and made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edges of his sword, and have not upheld him in battle. You have made an end of his radiance and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth and have covered him with shame. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. How long will you hide yourself to utterly, O Lord? How long shall your anger burn like fire? Remember how short my time is, how frail you have made all mortal flesh. Which of the living shall not see death, and shall deliver their soul from the power of darkness? Where, O Lord, is your steadfast love of old, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, O Lord, how your servant is scorned, how I bear in my bosom the taunts of many peoples. While your enemies mock, O Lord, while they mock the footsteps of your anointed, blessed be the Lord for evermore. Amen. Amen. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise which he will not shrink. Faithful God, remember your promise. Fulfill in your anointed Son, Jesus Christ, in whose strength alone we stand, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the paths of your commandments, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. A prayer by Linsa Turkhurst. Heavenly Father, who gives rest to his children, will you wash over me a peace that passes all understanding as I lay down to sleep tonight? I ask that you would ease the load of the burdens I am carrying. My desire is to be an effective parent, spouse, and friend, and I know my attitude, energy levels, my spiritual life will not be sufficient to do this if I don't have the deep spiritual rest you give me. Be merciful, O Lord, and give sweet sleep to your child. In Jesus' name, Amen. O Heavenly King, O Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art in all places and fillest of all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, O gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.